On this episode of the Ian Gleason Show, we're going to talk all things breakfast. I think we can all agree it's the greatest meal of the day. However, some people screw it up, which is really disappointing. But we have a solution for that. We're going to talk pancakes, eggs, steak, obviously bacon, and a whole lot more on this episode of the Ian Gleason Show.
You're listening to The Ian Gleason Show. All episodes are available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, or anywhere quality podcasts can be found. To help support us, please leave a review on your platform of choice. To contact the show or keep up with the cast and crew, they can be found on social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search The Ian Gleason Show. Emails can be sent to theiangleasonshow@gmail.com. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
In a world where millions of people created podcasts, one man decided to join them. Raised on the seashore of Maine. Educated on the mean streets of Brooklyn, and grabbing the bull by the horns in Dallas. He fought tooth and nail to bring you entertainment.
Average Joe style.
Recorded live in his whiskey-soaked studio of Dallas, Texas, it's the Ian Gleason Show. Featuring today's occasionally talked about topics, semi-relevant news, sporadic segments, and once in a while, fabulous guests. And now, your host of the party, Ian Gleason.
Hello, everybody. We are, in fact, back in our whiskey-soaked studio here in Dallas, heard across America in all 50 states and 97 countries around the globe. Welcome to the Ian Gleason Show. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/TIGS. That's AUDIBLETRIAL.com/TIGS, where they have over 180,000 titles for you to choose from on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you listeners of the Ian Gleason Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out the service. It not only helps out the show, but the books on Audible are awesome. I'm a huge fan of the novel The Alienist by Caleb Carr. Just completed it literally before I walked in the studio today. That's why my brains are scrambled, because it was such an awesome book read by such an awesome, basically, voiceover artist who is a pure actor of the highest form. If there's any book out there that you think that you'd rather listen to or only have the opportunity to listen to as opposed to sitting down and reading at night, then audibletrial.com is for you. Don't forget www.audibletrial.com/TIGS. You need to make sure you use that offer code and they'll give you 30 days and also a free audiobook within those 30 days just by using that offer code. Go to www.audibletrial.com/TIGS today. You can get in touch with the show, obviously, through the various ways that we've mentioned. I want to first introduce the people that we have on the show today. We're running a little thin, but we have a topic that we desperately want to cover and have wanted to cover for a while. So let me first say hello to the man in the first mate's chair, Jose. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, baby. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Glad to have you here among the people that have tried to be here and can't be here for various reasons. And also here today is obviously Chino, the man behind the board. How are you, my friend?
What's up, baby?
Not too much.
You know, sick for a few days, but I'm feeling better.
Yeah, you were down and out for a while,
yeah,
and you sound and look much better than you did
before.
Yeah,
he's cleared up quite a bit.
Yeah.
He was looking pretty bad.
This is the time in Texas, for those of you who don't know, where you get sick. It just happens. It's like cold, flu, and allergies all happen
all
at
mixed
once.
Into one. Yeah, yeah.
And if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had a very significant issue.
Yeah,
it was difficult for me to speak, and it lasted for weeks. And I'm back in that realm, kind of. I'm on some pretty significant allergy meds right now, but obviously
my voice
is... Is
that what they call that now?
Right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, okay.
So obviously my voice is not 100%.
Vodka, whiskey. I took some allergy medicine before the show, so I'm going to go.
So once again, I want to thank everybody for being here. You will not hear Cuddy or Bobby today. They have a variety of issues that prevent them from being here, and we're not going to get into what they have going on. But what we are going to get into is the world of breakfast. And I think we can all agree that that is not only does every scientific group tell you that it's the most important meal of the day, it is also the most pleasurable meal of the day, I think.
That's and right. It doesn't matter what time of the day you eating this time.
And that's where I wanted to go to, is that because I work at my day job on the big show, I work so early, I tend to not eat until much later in the day, although I've amended that now to include a breakfast for myself at work every day, because I'm trying to get back into some semblance of a shape that doesn't represent a teardrop, which I've been at for a while. I stepped on the scale for the first time in 6 months the other day. Yeah.
I was kind of interested in that in your schedule, you know, since you wake up so early. I mean, do you bring, you know, a bar, you know, like a...
No, well, okay. Well, this is a good place to start.
We start the bar at 11.
We'll start at the very beginning. How about that? And which is a very good place to start. Shout out to my musical theater friends.
There we go.
What I've done lately is I've gone to a big box store that offers groceries and shoes and
shoes too.
Paper for your printer and everything in between. Not going to name names until they sponsor us, Walmart, so you can let me know.
And oh, by the way, it's just down the street.
But I came up with this thing, and here's what I wanted to do. I thought to myself, I got to eat something in the morning from now on. Because I'm literally beating the crap out of my body.
Your energy, man.
Like physically, I'm internally, I feel awful all the time. My drinking habit doesn't help, and I know that. My smoking habit is obviously not good.
Yeah, that doesn't help
either. But my eating habits lately have spiraled out of control with the discovery of Uber Eats, which, shout out to them, they should be sponsoring us too. That's a fantastic service.
Dude, you're addicted to that Uber Eats thing.
Oh man, I've had delivery food that I didn't even know existed around here.
Dude, I see you six, 7 days a week. At least four days, you're sitting there mentioning this Uber Eats.
Oh yeah. Dude, I'm ordering it for our bartender, for Christ's sake. You've seen it.
I did.
You know,
I'm
sending her crap. I got her cake pops 3 days ago. God. For what reason? I don't know, because I have Uber Eats, and you're pouring me drinks, and you're mad at me. Hey, boom, there's some cake pops. But it's not good for my bank account, and it's, you know, and in reality, I'm ordering pizza almost every night from different pizza joints just to try it out. And I found a bunch of pizza joints that have great stuff that I don't even know where they are on the map. Never heard of them, never seen them. I just figured I'm going to try it out. But it's detrimental to my health. You know, my physical being is being bruised, if not severely beaten, by the reality of the fact that I can get whatever I want whenever I want it.
Yeah, right.
I'm Nero right now. I'm just having them bring forth the things, and I am consuming them in my own kingdom of my little apartment with a couple of dogs who are my minions, who are actually pains in the ass. You know, so. To me, though, the best way I could set my course moving forward was I need to establish a breakfast habit. And what I started out wanting to do was big jugs of non-fat vanilla yogurt and then bags of frozen berries, like whole berries. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is mix them together, put them in the fridge. When I go to work in the day, I'll pull those out. And to supplement that...
That's actually not a bad idea.
Well, I go one step further, and I have Rubbermaid containers that are of the same size that I fill up with plain Cheerios. So I can either dump it into my yogurt
not
mixture
the honey,
or...
Not the honey oats or nothing like
no,
that?
No, honey nut. No, I'm not going that far. Dude, I'm going plain. By the way, I love plain Cheerios. Dude, you got to... I'm a huge plain Cheerios fan.
The honey nut, man. Yeah.
Not going to do it. Not going
to
do it.
If you're going to do it that way, you have to put sugar in it.
Yeah, you got
to
put sugar in it.
No, I don't. I dump them out of my... container into my hand and then pop them into my mouth. I can't. Yeah, you know, I don't need my hands sticky when I'm at work. You guys are derailing me here. I like Honey Nut Cheerios, but I'm not doing it. I like plain Cheerios just
all right,
fine.
Well, there you
so
go.
So I get a container of plain Cheerios and then a container of plain yogurt, and then I started cruising.
He's Irish. I mean, he's going to be doing potatoes and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
I'm
so,
doing the most plain thing anyway.
Yeah, he's doing.
It is what it is.
It
you
is
know
what it is.
Who
yeah.
you talking to? Huh?
Forget
about
so,
it.
So. But what I decided on was when I started cruising the yogurt section, because when I shop, I do the coldest things last. So like milk would come before frozen pizza, but, you know, cereal's obviously coming before milk. I want to mitigate the amount of time
that
stuff is away from the fridge.
Frozen pizzas.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, today's about breakfast. We'll talk about that later.
Dude,
I know. We're poor people here. Yeah. I also have some ramen noodles in my closet. Don't judge me. Anyway, what I discovered though was that the low fat yogurt, not non fat, like I wanted to get the plain or vanilla flavored non fat yogurt, had about as many calories as the store brand low fat strawberry banana yogurt. So I'm like, well, why am I going to get a jug of that and then a bag of these frozen berries? Which, by the way, frozen fruit is not cheap.
No, it is not.
Because it's good for you. That's why it's not. Yeah. I mean, I'm convinced that America is hell-bent on being unhealthy and remaining that way.
Right, as long as you can eat cheap, that's what they do.
Exactly.
Makes the doctor's pockets fat.
Totally. And insurance companies and everything else. Thanks, Obama. So we'll talk about...
So now it's Obi's fault.
No, he actually tried to fix it. But I don't want to get off on that subject. We'll talk about that later on.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, it is. But I found out the calorie disparagement between the non-fat yogurt and the low-fat yogurt that already had the fruit in it wasn't that much. So that became and has become for the last couple of weeks my morning ritual, and I will continue to do so. So much so that because we're recording this on a weekend, I filled up my Rubbermaids with Cheerios, and I'm just about out of yogurt. So I've got one container of yogurt I can use. Three containers of Cheerios ready to go. The rest of the Rubbermaids are in the dishwasher. And I've come up with this cycle now where I'm just like, every morning when I see the Cheerios on the counter, I make sure I put them out at night. Or when I'm sober and remember, I make sure that I put them out on the counter at night.
Hopefully the dogs can reach that.
Most they can't reach it.
Good.
No, I've already done that experiment because sometimes I have to go home early enough in the day before I start drinking to make sure I put it out.
Jeez.
So it keeps me in that cycle. But once you get in that habit, now I'm like, I can't not have that at breakfast, you know? And also, because I work so early in the day, I had a coffee habit before that was rational. Mm-hmm. It was reasonable.
Yeah.
One or two cups a day. Then when I moved here and started working as early as I was, it was out of control. It's 4 or 5 cups a day. I read an article.
How big are the cups?
This big? I mean, we're talking, you know, 16 ounces probably.
Yeah, 20 ounce or something
like
that?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, irrational. An irrational
5.
Amount.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 or 5 of those a day.
To Columbia, and, that's nothing, but. Yeah.
Well, but you know, for if you add the diet to the other stuff that we consume, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
They're acclimated to that sort of thing, and we are not good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll just leave it there. But I read an article, and I kid you not, this works hand over fist for me. Not for everybody, but totally works for me. I've largely cut caffeine out of my life because. They said the best thing you can do is have a really stiff, cold glass of ice water first thing in the morning. And I'm like, man, that doesn't work.
What?
Well, I discovered it after reading the article. I discovered that it did work, on a particularly hungover day when I woke up so early in the morning. We're talking, makes you know, 3:30, quarter of 4 in the morning, when all I wanted was water. Yeah, but all you know how you wake up and you have that, like, immediate need for water.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you're in a desert somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had that glass of ice water, and I noticed on my walk to work, I was like, I feel pretty good.
Right.
Like, I'm not sure I need coffee when I get there today. And now I've gone head over heels for cold water in the morning. I'll have a glass at home. And then when I get here in the studio, I have a gallon of water that's kept in a refrigerator that is exceptionally cold. And every morning I just pull that bitch out and I'm like, all right, here we go. You know, I have it when I need it. There's more than I could possibly drink in the period of time that I'm here for work, although some days I do, because some days you're hungover more than others. But I've basically supplanted my caffeine habit with a cold water habit. Now, if I could supplant the rest of my diet with said habits, then I would be much better off than I am, which brings us back to the basis of what we're talking about today. I was raised in the Northeast, where breakfast is the pure sweet and salty meal of the day. That's the goal. Pancakes and donuts are the first order of the day when it comes to breakfast in the Northeast. And by the way, Northeastern friends, if I'm wrong, you can definitely hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or whatever and tell us that we're wrong. But I guarantee you we're not. I'm a pancake freak because of where I grew up. And then the second order of breakfast that day is bacon. Or some other salty meat, you know?
Sure.
I think we invented steak being a part of breakfast. I'm not sure. And that's not even salty enough.
Hey, if it's on the menu, hey, I'm good with it.
Give me everything on page two.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So what I'm going to do is, what I want to do is go around the room right now with what our breakfast choices are. How would you structure your most ideal breakfast? And I'm not talking about a breakfast that you want to run all day long. We're going to get to that. And we're also going to get to the places that do breakfast well and that don't do it well. But let's go around the room and we'll start with Jose to talk about if you're going to, let's say, a place that's known for breakfast, whether in your mind that's a fast food joint or a Greasy Spoon, whatever it is, what's your go-to order for breakfast?
That's easy for me. You got to if you're a guy, you have to go out and get the steak and eggs.
Okay.
Get yourself, you know, an 8 ounce. If you can get it 12, better.
How do you like your eggs?
Over medium, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want them a little runny, so they kind of bleed out there. Mm-hmm. But
Do you get some toast with that to mop it up?
You got to get the sop, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Please.
So
a biscuit would be better, but yeah, I'll do the wheat toast.
Okay, so you're going to do steak and eggs with a biscuit if you had your druthers.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else with that, or is that just it?
No, that's all you need right there.
Okay, all right.
In a pot of coffee, you're good.
Okay. Chino, you're from a different place than where we grew up.
Where?
Texas. Oh. I'm talking about where you were born and raised.
Yeah.
Your breakfast go-to.
Oh, go-to French toast, hands down. If not that, migas. Which is really, really, really good.
What is migas? I don't know what that is.
It has like this, it has tons of stuff in it. Yeah. And I can't even pronounce
it. Is it like a burrito type
thing? No. It's like goulash, but it has everything in this thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a soupy, not a soup, but it's a pile of everything.
It has it has pretty much everything, like meat, eggs, avocado, all kinds of other plate, chilaquiles.
I don't know what that is either.
Go to social and thank me in the morning.
Well, you're going to have to describe it for those people who can't go to social.
Sorry, but yeah, I mean, my go-to is just French toast, eggs. You can't go wrong. Eggs, I like them over easy, a little runny. Toast.
Yeah, got to believe, man.
Pancakes. I love pancakes. I love everything, man. You know, put
it's
chocolate chip.
For Christ's
sake. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll eat it at 4 a.m. I don't care. Yeah. Breakfast is for champions.
It's the bomb. Yeah. It's the best. For me, I would say that based on my based on my breakfast habits all along, I used to work in diners, and there are some diners that I hang out at here, and my orders are usually the same. And even when I was a really rail thin kid, I could still put all of this away. I need at least a 2-stack of plate sized pancakes.
Wow.
I need 2 scrambled eggs and an order of home fries. They need to be on their own plate because they're both getting ketchup. On the pancake plate is where I want my bacon, and I got to have at least 4 strips on there. And then I need a side of white toast after that and as much coffee as you can pour.
Let's go back to bacon.
And that's my breakfast.
Let's go back to bacon.
By the way, I'm desperate to go to a breakfast joint right now.
Right?
That's literally behind the studio. Yeah.
So do you like your bacon crispy, or do you like it kind of flimsy?
I prefer in between chewy and crispy. I don't want to.
Oh, so you're that pain in the ass.
I am. I don't want it. But most diners get it right. Unless
really?
You say I want it crispy or floppy, how they cook it is how I want it.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, I don't want it to taste like or feel like beef jerky.
Yeah. No,
but I also don't want it to shatter in my mouth either. You know, I want it somewhere in between. So if you don't specify the cooking time or temperature for bacon, they usually get it to me the way I want it.
Yeah. Really?
You know, so I don't argue with them much. And by the way, I know I committed a cardinal sin by saying I put ketchup on my eggs. I want to inform everybody who's listening, I didn't even start eating eggs until I was about 20 years old. It was
what?
I didn't like it. There was something about it. I don't know. I don't have an explanation. It didn't. You know what? I might have been allergic to it and got over it. I know when I was a kid, I was allergic to bananas, and I've gotten over that. So it might have been that. It just made me feel sick. It made weird things happen, you know, like my ears would itch and my throat was uncomfortable. It was like an ENT infection almost. So, you know.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I started with scrambled eggs with ketchup because that's how I'd seen it done. And then from there, I mean, now I'll eat eggs of any variety in any way. But my preference is with the style of breakfast that I usually eat. If I'm going to have pancakes with a boatload of maple syrup, the way I counteract that is with the blandness of eggs that includes peppers, which add pepper, I should say, not peppers, but adds a little bit of spice to it. And then the tanginess of ketchup, you're getting like every possible mouthfeel and variety of taste that you could possibly get out of the breakfast that I listed. So let's move on to.
Well, I'm hungry.
Right?
As you should be, because you can eat breakfast any time of the day.
Any time of the day. Frank's hot sauce, because it's cayenne pepper, and it's got flavor with just a little bit of bite.
Yep.
You throw that on those eggs, I'm telling you, it's the blessing right
You know
there.
What? I might actually make that switch, because I'm not a spicy eater, right? I do have
Frank's
a total mixed
sauce,
stomach, but I've had Frank's before, and that might be the switch that I need for my eggs.
Chalupa's okay.
It's not,
but
too overwhelming.
Yeah, no. It's a cayenne pepper.
See, I used to go
It's got a lot of flavor. Just absolutely blows up. And just a little bit of heat on there, and that's all you need.
Perfect.
Nice slow burn.
I want to get to not only local joints, but smaller joints in different places that we've been to. That we want to give a shout out to, and they'll probably never hear this podcast, so this isn't an advertisement necessarily for them. But if you're in the area, you might want to check these out because these are our favorite breakfast joints. But
yeah, these are the bomb.
Let's go with the places that most of our listeners have access to, and that would be the larger chains. I'm going to throw out a couple of names, and then if anything about those places inspires you guys to give them a yay or nay, let me know. And I'm going to start with some of the smaller chains, but I know that they're chains because I've seen them in various different places across the country. Egg and I.
Oh, yeah.
One of the ones that come to mind. I think a little overpriced, just a tad overpriced, but I think it's a good joint. That's a good place to go eat.
Oh, yeah.
My family used to work over there, so.
No kidding.
Yeah, I get their breakfast skillet. So you get the.
Yep.
The eggs, they put the ham on there with the home fries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, generous amount of gravy on top of that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that'll get you going.
That's a great way to go. You know, if you can throw everything together in one thing. And by the way, I think breakfast is probably the only place where you can actually throw everything into one thing.
Well, it's going to end up in the same hole anyway,
yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
But still, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said it. That might have gone a little too far, because your chicken pot pies or, you know, your, you know, beef pies or whatever. Yeah, sure. I guess that's combining everything into one. But for me and breakfast, you could put that crap in a blender and it doesn't matter what you threw in there so long as it was breakfast.
It's going to be all put together in my belly anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And you throw gravy on top of that, bang, boom, done.
Boom, just and boom. Boom. Just exactly.
IV in me and
let me go. Yeah.
Gravy.
Let me lay down.
Oh, my God. My blood is made out of gravy.
Let's say another one that I want to bring up. It's not exclusively. Well, okay, we're going to get into fast food territory, but I'm going to keep it quick. I'm going to throw out there a couple of places that I've experienced that one is regional and it's not American, so it's difficult to assess probably for everybody, but Timmy Hortons to me is an A++.
Yeah.
They have phenomenal donuts.
Haven't been there.
Great muffins. Oh, yeah. They'll give you little breakfast plates. They also do like sandwiches and stuff. It's like it's kind of like if Subway had a baby with Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, no, they're not. You got to have a sweet tooth, which again is a northern thing. Yeah. Canadians, the inventor of maple syrup, are really good at sweet breakfast. Yeah. And since I grew up, you know, 4 hours away from Canada, that's kind of how we do our breakfast. Which leads me to the next place, Dunkin' Donuts, which they're national now. They're much, much more northeastern heavy, which is where they started. But you can find a Dunkin' somewhere.
I'm a Krispy Kreme guy myself.
We'll get to them. What bothers me about Dunkin' Donuts is how hands-off they are with their franchisees, so that it's not consistent everywhere you go. But their donuts are, to me, they're like apple pie or my grandparents or, you know, the house that I grew up in. It's
how
a
are you gonna, first of all, how are you going to mess up? And I like their cake donuts. The blueberry is my favorite. How are you going to mess that up? I mean, those things are amazing.
Well, I
guess not putting enough blueberries in the muffins.
It's not just that. It's because they're franchised, the coffee at times can taste burned. It's the attention to detail. Right, so yeah. And to me, it's like
I don't get their coffee there. So
yeah,
that's,
it's like a bad version of how McDonald's started their business. And by the way, if you haven't seen the film The Founder, starring Michael Keaton, that will open your eyes to what McDonald's actually is in a good way, I think.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's not like Super Size Me, which exposed how bad they can be.
I still eat it after that.
Yeah. Although in that movie, he turns out to be a dick. But anyway, right? Let's get back to breakfast. So
there's our disclaimer.
I would prefer Tim Hortons over Dunkin' Donuts, which is blasphemous for me to say being from New England. However,
I would prefer
Dunkin' Donuts to any other coffee/breakfast chain that I can find around here. So much so that I go to the one Dunkin' Donuts that's within 10 miles of my house more often than is reasonable, and it takes me a long time to get there because my car is still not functional.
I haven't been to a Dunkin' Donuts, and I can't even remember, but I did hear they do have one of the best coffees. Like in the nation. Like,
if you find a franchisee who follows their instructions and doesn't let it, because there was one in Brooklyn down the street from my apartment, and it was run by people who had, I'm not making a political statement because I met these people. They had literally just moved to the country. They weren't following protocol on everything, but they were successful enough to be able to buy a franchise that they knew they could work with. But the product was just not great. Mm-hmm. And that's how we entered in the conversation in the first place. How I found out about these people was that, listen, dude, you're not following the protocol and you better start doing it, because I know what a good Dunkin' Donuts is and I know what a trash Dunkin' Donuts is.
Yeah.
You guys will be closed in 6 months if you keep this up. I'm not kidding.
Does
anybody knows? And this is New York, so they're Dunkin' Donuts. They're not as Dunkin' Donuts heavy as Boston is, but they're heavy enough that if your Dunkin' Donuts doesn't work, I'm going to the other Dunkin' Donuts. Yep. And it turns out that they opened one in the opposite direction from the one that I had been going to, but on the same train line, so it didn't make a difference which direction I went. And I started going to the other one, and before you knew it, the one I had, you know, actually had a discussion with ended up closing. So, I mean, there is a question about consistency in your breakfast.
Of course.
Which leads me to, I want to blow through the fast food chains, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about local stuff, the Greasy Spoons, the places everybody wants to go because the food is that damn good, and they don't give a crap about decor or customer service the one that I frequent that I absolutely love. They have a non-smoking section, which is in the middle of the smoking section. Right. So what the hell's the point? And the waitresses are 70 and not really happy with what they're doing, but they put a smile on their face and get their job done. Before we get there, though, let's just do a rapid-fire breakfast rundown of fast food places. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to throw you a name, and you're going to say yay, nay, or never had it. All right, so I'm going to start with Chick-fil-A, and I will say yay.
Big yay.
Okay. Yeah. If you like chicken in the morning, that's a great place to go.
Oh, that's nice.
McDonald's, I say yay.
Yay.
Dude, their coffee's the bomb.
Their breakfast platter
what
with me.
Isn't the bomb.
By the way, I'm going to freely admit, I am addicted to pancakes. And if you made me choose between booze and pancakes, this is going to sound out of control. Uh-oh. It's absolutely true. It's pancakes 100%.
No, yes. Dude, I've seen you drink. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
You got to be
kidding. I'm telling
you,
man.
We need to do this.
The only reason I haven't made the switch is because I don't want to be 900 pounds. I'll just remain at the 600 that I'm at. Burger King, I say yay.
Nay.
No, they used to be something, but not anymore.
Yeah, their quality was better.
I think their sausage is better than McDonald's, and their little breakfast tots things as opposed to the hash browns that you get. Now, I love McDonald's hash browns.
Oh, my God.
Those are like my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
But Burger King does a similar thing, but they make it into tots, so they're more portable. I mean, it's, you know, 1 and 1A for me, essentially.
Yeah. All right,
so we've already talked about Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts. Starbucks, yeah.
Overrated to me.
Overrated.
I've
never
even been there.
Maybe not overrated, but overexpensive for what you're
getting.
And
the lines are like around the block. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think their coffee's that great either. It tastes
I think that phenomenon should be over by now. Yeah. Denny's, I say a big fat nay.
No.
All right.
Dude, everywhere, if Denny's ever closes down and somebody moves into that building, it just dies instantly, man. Dude,
they're cursed.
Yeah,
they're
leave cursed. Some stank behind.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that.
Which leads me to IHOP. I say I can't put more thumbs down to IHOP.
Not
than
a fan.
Oh, my
possible.
Gosh.
And like I said, I love pancakes, and they're known as the International House of Pancakes. But you throw some whipped cream and strawberries on there, and you charge me $45 just for that. Get the hell out of my life.
Yeah.
That is the most useless national breakfast chain that I've ever seen.
And I asked for the fries on the side. No.
There's nothing redeem. Listen, if you're going to charge me as much as you charge me,
Give me not
even just the quality. Give me the volume I'm paying.
True.
It could be the crappy quality you have. Just give me volume, and they don't. Which leads us to the point where we're going to take a break now because there are some local joints that we want to talk about.
Oh,
and they're not just local to where we are, per se. They're local to where we want to go ahead and, you know, at least extol the greatness of who they are, where they are, how you can get to them, what they do, what's best about them, and what's not best about them. And also the fact that, you know, not all breakfasts are created equal. So hopefully we'll eventually get to that, all that and more on this episode of The Ian Gleason Show. This episode is also brought to you by Patreon. You can help support the show and help us keep these episodes free by donating at patreon.com/TheIanGleason Show. That's patreon.com/TheIanGleason Show. Just click the orange button in the right-hand corner to get involved today. As a patron of The Ian Gleason Show, you'll be eligible for bonus content, including personal messages from the cast of the show, extra episodes, and all kinds of other fun stuff just for you. Help us keep bringing you this show for free, and help us bring this show to your town by donating at patreon.com/TheIanGleason Show. That's patreon.com/TheIanGleason Show today. All right, welcome back to the Ian Gleason Show. So now we want to get on to those little dive places that always have the best breakfast. I think we've done a blanket thing in covering the breakfast joints that we've talked about. And we'll do probably another, like, 70 episodes on this in the future of the show, much like we did on fast food. But I think, and I think most of our listeners can agree, that it's all about the local joint that is giving you stuff at a level that it doesn't seem that they understand their own personal value. Like, they could make a lot more if they charged a little more. And I'm going to go first this time around, and I'm going to start with, let's actually start with, you know, the first greasy spoon that we went to that you realized breakfast was the greatest joint. For me, it ironically, and this is no joke, I loved the breakfast there so much that this place was my first job. When I was 14, I became a busboy at this joint on the weekends. Yep. It was called Uncle Andy's in South Portland, Maine. It's still there. It's under vastly new management than it was when I worked there, but it was attached to a bakery, and both had opened in like the late 40s, early 50s, something like that. And, you know, when grocery stores became prevalent, you know, places like bakeries and stuff like that started to slip. Because the two were joined together, where the bakery went, the diner went. And through a handful of, and I only know this because I have distant relatives that I found out later on were owners of this place or part owners of this place.
Okay.
Once the bakery fell apart through some bad gambling debts and mismanagement. and by the way, the bakery was the place you would go to on the holidays.
Yes, you do.
We'll get into what I saw when I actually worked there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe off the air. I don't know if I should be telling secrets, but this was, when I was a kid, the bakery was the go-to for all things holidays, like pies, cookies, cakes, breads. I mean, and they had these, like, little cylindrical aluminum things from the 1940s that hung from the ceiling that held little twine. And they would put it in boxes. They'd pull this stuff out, and they'd wind it up like you're, you know, forming a pizza box out of, you know, flat cardboard. And wrap it up like it was nobody's business, and you take that. I mean, it was so old school. It was very old school.
Mm-hmm. It does
but
sound
right
old
next
school.
Door, this diner had a countertop that was shaped like a W. There were like three hooks to it, and there were, you know, stools all the way around. Mm-hmm. And it was basically built for the working class dudes who were either working on the shipyards in that area of that time, the, you know, wartime era, because the population there had boomed for that reason, or they were working for the government on, you know, infrastructure projects, because City Hall was right across the street from this diner. And, man, I could not get away from how awesome that place was. And
the coffee was really, really good.
Oh, everything about it was good. I mean, it was just like you knew the like the managers, and they were these like crusty old bitchy people, but you could get along with them. And yeah. You know, the waitresses were my I still remember five of the waitresses by name, and God love them, I'm not even sure they're still alive right now, but I mean, this was years and years ago. I'm talking, you know, almost 25 years ago was when I was working there. But oh man, the breakfast was unforgettable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my starting point. So let's move on to Jose. Do you have a place in mind when you started to experience or realize the greatness of breakfast?
Well, actually, there's a local joint. It's not too far from here. Until recently, I mean about a year and a half ago, I never walked in that place where I was sober. And
I feel like I know where you're talking about, and that's going to be where I end up. So I'm going to let you just take it.
It's not the same one as me.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, here's my you know you're in the right place when you open the door, step in, and the grease is in the air, literally just coats your arm.
You can feel it.
You can feel it.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
You get these, my place down here, it's Jay's Diner, which is...
Yep.
Yep. And
Jay's Hamburgers and Breakfast.
Never been there.
It's like right down the street.
Oh, it's just like right down. Dude, it's, yeah. Right. You walk in that place, and we would walk out of the bars.
Yeah.
You go in there about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, there isn't a sober swinging this place.
No. Like, and they still have a cigarette machine.
No.
I mean, you want to talk about 1940s diner style, this place is it.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been touched since the 40s, it looks like.
You walk up and go, hey, I didn't ask for pepper on my grits. Well, you know, it's not peppers. The girl had ash hanging off that.
And it just
ended up
one. And by the way, you know better than to complain in a joint
you don't sit there.
Which, by the way, when my lady friend was here in town last, we went there because that's where we always go and met the owner. And this guy is not what you would think would be the owner of a diner. And that leads me to believe that most owners of diners are probably not what you think they would be.
No, I wouldn't.
They
think so.
Know what people will buy, and it looks like they're marketing a pile of garbage, but you know you're going to pack that jam out. You know, they know it.
Dude,
with this place, Jay's, that Jose's talking about, they're a 24-hour joint.
Yeah, it's ridiculously cheap. You walk up in there, 3 eggs, and I've forgotten how you have to describe it to them. You pick it up, 3 eggs. They give you a slab of ham. I mean, oh, my God. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that to me is the breakfast joint around
it's
here.
It's $4.50 if you don't get the coffee.
I spend by myself a total of $8. I've eaten everything that I mentioned earlier that I would get.
Oh, yeah.
The pancakes, home fries, toast, bacon, eggs, usually another side of ham, unlimited coffee. I'm spending $8, and I'm not eating for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you can't.
This place is badass. And I think
it is
we will finish the episode. Well, thank you for having me to now put a disclaimer on this thing.
Well, you did the first one, okay?
No, I didn't. Oh, bitch is perfectly fine. All right. Say that on the radio. But anyway, the point that I want to make is we're going to finish the episode with the anti-diner of what Jay's is. It's pure Greasy Spoon. The end of the episode, though, is these faux diners that are, and I don't mean faux like pho, like the Asian
like
food. I'm talking like fake.
Yeah,
fake ass diners that are just fake ass all the way through, and they charge too much money, and they don't give you a decent amount of food. Now they might dress it up real pretty.
Who cares?
But just because you're in an old Airstream train car or whatever doesn't mean you're a real diner. I want my waitress to hate me. I want the food to be awesome. I want to spend $4, and like Jose said, I want some ashes in my grits because I know I'm in the right place if that happens.
I want her to keep smoking that cigarette and ask me what the hell I want.
There's a waitress there that we call Six Eyes.
Yeah, she is
and
Six
she's,
Eyes.
And she's probably 200 years old.
Yeah.
And we call her Six Eyes because she has her own two eyes. She wears glasses, so that would make 4.
Okay.
And then above her boobs, which sag down to about her kneecaps, she has eyes, and she always wears a V-neck shirt.
As if
her boobs are looking at you, which they couldn't possibly because, you know, they're tucked into her socks.
Yeah.
But she's phenomenal.
Yeah, she does have goat tits.
And she gets... She gets what you want, and she gets it fast. Oh, she's not messing around.
Yeah, she is not messing around. Yeah, this is not one woman you want to go tussle with.
I think most of the chicks who work there, you don't want to F with those girls. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if you go in there early in the morning and you're not drunk, you know they've been there for the shift of the drunks who came through. So they're not about to deal with you. What you do is... you look at the menu, and then you say, I want this, this, and this, and is there a way I can get this on the side? And if they're feeling friendly, then yes, you can. And if they're not, don't ask for it a second time. Just let it go.
You may not even get what you ordered. It's like, you know what?
I'm just going to eat it anyway.
You're going to eat this.
Exactly. Here's what you're having. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Chino, do you have a place that you grew up with or a place around here that you're really connected to?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, you know, before I actually didn't even know about this place until I met a certain individual. And it's actually Waffle House.
I've never been to a Waffle House.
I know people are going to dogpile on me, maybe.
No.
I don't know.
It does have a reputation of being ghetto.
But everything that you like... in breakfast that you just said right now about smoking and having all this, you know, stuff going on and having the grease pop on your damn arms when you're not even near the damn stoves and whatnot.
Right.
But this place
is just hangs in the air.
1950s feel. Old people are playing checkers. I mean, it's just so cool. And the food
is cool.
So good, man. I mean... and it's 24 hours, and you can't beat it. I mean, and
I told you my West Memphis story at a Waffle House.
I don't know.
Oh, no,
please tell it.
No, well, so.
You didn't tell it to the listeners. I know that.
Well, I didn't tell it
and
to the listeners.
And we are on a podcast, so it's kind of hard for you to back out now.
Yeah, right. So we're cutting through, leaving out of Memphis. And I've said this a couple of times, and he said, West Memphis.
Enough said, by the way.
Yeah, that's enough there. So I pull in there with my brother-in-law, and we because he's hungry, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're trying to come back here to Dallas. So we pull in the same place, and we get in, just order our coffees. We're just looking at the menu, and these two chicks come walking in. You couldn't be any more ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
They're literally fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just kind of watching this whole thing unfold.
That's a normal night over there.
Yeah, yeah. So they're just going at it for whatever reason. And I don't care. I'm not even sure how it even turned this way. I mean, you want to talk about driving this thing in a ditch and breaking an axle. For whatever reason, these two chicks started banging on the one cook that we had.
No.
Now he's giving it through him through the hole, and they're back and forth.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he just turns around and he says, F you girls, F you. He's like, he looks at everybody in a joint. He says, F all of you, and out the door he goes.
Damn. He had had enough.
That was the last straw.
Dude, I have a really bad Denny story that I'm not going to share.
Please.
But it's gross, and I don't want to do them a disservice. I'm sure they have a good business, but let's just say...
it's a Denny. Stop it.
Yeah, the level of vomit that I saw evening and then how it was dealt with thereafter was probably not appropriate. And I'm sure that's not up to company standards, so nothing against Denny's. I'm guessing that employee was potentially fired, but it was just, oh, God, I can't do it.
See, my go-to was IHOP. You know, I never, and this was when I was in San Antonio.
Right?
Hold on.
Okay.
This was when I was living in San Antonio back in the day, you know, like around 2000, 2001. And I never had a problem. It was great. And then the Egg and I opened up, and I knew the owner. And it was great. And
so you realized what you had been missing by not being at a quality joint.
And that's what I love about Dallas is because their breakfast here is just absolutely amazing.
Dallas is a test market, so you're going to get a lot of is what I call it. One of a kind.
Yeah, and it's also a transient city. So there are a lot of people from the north who live here who like their you know, sweet breakfast, like pancakes or, you know, French toast or whatever, and they like it cheap. You know, so you'll find... places pop up out here all the time because it's a great community to be a test market. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's an influx of people who come in, and then there's also the people who are native to here.
And so when I actually moved here to Dallas, I visited a IHOP, and it was a complete 180. I mean, flies in your ears and just chilling with you, and they become your best friend, and it's weird, just really weird stuff, yeah. And bad service, and
yeah, it becomes really bad. Yeah.
It was really bad.
These flies are here. Are they at my table or am I theirs? I'm yeah. Right.
And is this your table?
To be honest, the biggest problem that I have with IHOP is not the atmosphere, because I like all the different syrups they give you.
Yeah,
and you
I
can
like
try
all,
out
yeah.
combinations and stuff. Their pancakes aren't bad. Their food isn't bad.
No,
but you're
not.
Giving
that's
me next
average,
to nothing,
man.
And you're charging
that's
me
average.
Like 13, 14 yeah. bucks. Yeah. I'm getting half of what I get at Jay's for half the price, and the quality's it's certainly no better. If anything, it's worse.
It's worse.
And
yeah.
you know?
I mean, you're getting average. I mean, at yeah. Jay's, dude, you're getting you know what? You're getting dinner and a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, and at Waffle House, same thing. You're getting a free show.
Oh, yeah.
It's either hookers fighting or
strippers are showing up.
Just
yeah.
backslapping someone. Or,
I need
or,
to try a Waffle House.
I'll take you there.
Okay.
And we'll yeah. have the All-Star Breakfast, which is like a huge waffle that's the size of actually it's bigger than the plate.
Yeah, it's a
manhole. And then you
cover.
Have
yeah, it's pretty big.
And they actually give you options of your bacon. You know, like not a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, you ask for bacon and then they actually say, well, how do you, you know, like
how do you
it?
Like
I
it?
Mean, they
yeah.
actually care yep. and but they're like so quick and it's just a great establishment, but yeah, you get a lot of cool stories about it and
God, I'm
it's
starving
just,
now.
This is awesome, man. But
what a bad idea for
a
podcast.
Yeah, right. I want to go to Jay's
so
right now.
So effing hungry. I know. One more that I wanted to mention that was important to my upbringing and, well, maybe not upbringing, but my adult life of enjoying diners was Q Street Diner in South Portland where I grew up when Uncle Andy's went out of business and then were taken over by some you know, fruity pie organization that thought they were going to be able to offer like crepes and other fanceries in the morning, which didn't last long and ended up going back to Uncle Andy's, but under a different owner. When that fell apart, I started going to the Q Street Diner, and that is, minus the smoking, it's exactly what Jay's is. And that's what I look for in a diner. Crap ton of food, very well prepared. You know the cook by name, pretty much, or at least one of the waitresses. And they give you a hard time, but it's usually just ball busting. It's not, you know, that,
no, no,
they,
no, they're
that,
not giving
that
it
you're
to
a real pain in the ass,
no,
you know.
No, they just
they're just busting
leaning
balls.
On you.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just leaning on you.
And then
bit.
The owners are great people. And I mean, it's just, to me, it's just like a breakfast gasm.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything you could possibly want about breakfast.
Yeah.
Bust a little bit of balls, have a fun owner, yeah. a cook who scratches his ass once in a while, but everybody looks the other way, and food that you can't get that volume of food for that price.
No, yeah, no.
And still like
sure
it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're making money. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not. Jay's? Well, I think it's just by sheer volume.
I think
either
that's what
that
it is.
Or they have a drunk tax. Which I wouldn't blame them if they did.
Well, there is
because
that.
Being a 24-hour joint and yeah. its proximity to how many bars are around, I'm sure they see plenty. I've never been there in the hours when they've been there because I don't like to see my people in the light.
Until about like I said, about a year and a half ago, I never went in that place where I wasn't where I was
tuned
wasn't
up.
Oh, yeah. I was tuned up. Absolutely.
Man, and I would go I there mean, any time of the day now. I don't care. So there's that. You know what? We're going to do another episode on breakfast, and it's not just going to be about our favorite joints. It's also going to be about our favorite breakfast cereal. Like, we're going to expand this thing like you wouldn't believe, because I think we can all agree breakfast is the universal language.
Yeah, it is.
That and breathing. Those are the two universal languages. So we'll go with that. So well, we're definitely going to revisit this. And once again, we're also going to revisit the fast food stuff and all that. I know we delved a little bit into it today, so don't get super anxious about it. People have already been asking when we're going to get back into fast food. We're going to cover all the stuff that we said we're going to cover. The show's not going anywhere. And thanks for your support on audibletrials.com/audibletrial.com. I got to get used to that. / TIGS. And also patreon.com/The Ian Gleason Show. You're ensuring that the show does continue to function and stays around for a while. So I want to, before I thank our splendid cast of characters today, we've gone back old school because we did 10 or 12 episodes where it was just the three of us. So it's nice to kind of revisit that environment today.
All right. Good.
Before we get there, though, I want to mention and thank our top listening countries and top listening cities. I'm just going to list all of the listening countries like I do. Because there are only a handful on any given week, although, you know, they build up over time. We have a new one in number 7 slot this week is Guatemala. So hi to Guatemala. Hey. Thank you for checking
hi,
in.
Hi, family.
Number 6, Republic of Korea. So thank you for checking in. I know things are very disconcerting over there, so hopefully breakfast talk eased your mind a little bit. Number 5 has appeared on the list a number of times, Egypt. Thank you for checking in, Egypt.
Awesome.
Number 4.
Hey, those things got to eat, man.
Right? Number 4, our great friends to the great white north, Canada. Thank you, Canada, for checking in.
Tim Horton.
Hopefully you're liking our Timmy Horton shout-outs on this one.
That's good stuff,
number 3
man.
This week is a country that appears on the list a lot, but they've blown away most of the downloads that are on the list for international countries. So I'm not sure why, but I appreciate them being here just the same as always. Germany.
Wow.
Thanks for clocking in, Germany.
That's awesome.
Hopefully you're enjoying your Wiener Schnitzel.
Guten Morgen.
I think that's Austrian. Hopefully I didn't insult you. Number 2.
Now that drops off the list.
I know, right? Number 2, jumping in, and something we didn't get to talk about, even though I planned on bringing it up and I totally forgot, some blood pudding and some fairly bland breakfast dishes that I actually enjoy. Shout out to our number 2 listening country this week, the United Kingdom. Thank you so much, UK, for being here. And obviously our number 1 top listening country this week is the United States. So thank you for staying faithful
to us.
Keep it up, US. Let's give us, the top 5 cities that have been downloading the show this week, because once again, we are going to visit the top downloading city of the year, and we're going to actually wrap up that timeline in May. So we'll know by May where we're going by Labor Day.
So you're actually going to add up from
every week.
Every week,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So it's not every just the week. Last week, right?
No,
before.
No. No, it's every week from when we announced it,
right,
which will be just about a year.
Okay.
Every week up until that point, and then we'll have to spend the summer planning our, you know, trip and all of that stuff. But by Labor Day, that's when we'll be visiting. So here are the top 5 cities, the cities that are in contention for us to come and do a live show right now. Number 5, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I like the Chi-Town.
Thank you, Windy
great
City. Big
food.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, great food up there.
Absolutely. Number 4, a town that I don't know if I've ever seen it on the list, or if I did, they've certainly never been this high. Boydton, Virginia.
Hmm.
I'm not even sure where that is. I'm going to Google it.
I'm going to have to look at
that. How do you
even
spell that?
Boydton. Boydton, Virginia. So shout out to them. Number 3, also a city that I'm pretty sure has never been on the list. And if they had, it's been all the way down. Hayes, Kansas. Shout out to Hayes, Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is your first time on the list, you're doing it right. That's for damn sure.
If you're in Kansas, you're in a haze, but okay.
Right? Number 2 on the list this week, San Francisco, California.
Hey,
they've made the top 5 a number of times.
Love the Bay Area.
Love to come see the Bay City. And now I feel like I should have a drum roll, because we can't figure out what's going on here with this. But I want to give them a shout out just the same and say, once we start going international, you're already at the top of the list. This is the most downloads we've ever had from any city in a 1 week period in the history of this show, by a lot. I mean, they 6, 9, 12, they are.
So you're overcooking.
They've downloaded the show 6 times more than the next closest city, which was San Francisco.
6 times.
6 times more.
Wow.
This is Orpington, UK.
Say that again.
Orpington, Orpington, United Kingdom. So obviously that's in England. I've looked it up on the map because I'm trying to figure out what's going on there.
Let's go visit.
And they're a handful of miles southeast of London, but they're considered a part of the greater metropolitan area of London. Orpington doesn't have a huge population on its own, But being a part of the greater, you know, London area, obviously, that might be people who just download it there or live there or work there or whatever it is.
I'm sure we can get some beers in there.
I'm pretty positive we could. So, Orpington, I don't know what to say other than thank you.
Thank you.
This is
much.
The first time in a long time that an international city has been at the top of the list. Definitely before the show became what it is now with the five
Six
regulars
times.
That we have on here. 6 times more downloads than San Francisco.
It's crazy.
Insane.
How? That's, yeah, that.
Please eat. Yeah. Email us,
yeah,
please.
We want to hear from you, Orpington. Yeah. We want to know what's going on there. I can't imagine that this is a computer glitch because I've been looking at it all week, and they've consistently been downloading more and more, but not in numbers that would be insane. Not like, you know, 700 people in 2 hours downloaded from there. I mean, that would be a computer glitch. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But for the amount of downloads that we've had from there, it's remained consistent the entire time. Hmm.
Wow.
So, hey, Orpington, congratulations, and thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Yeah,
so
gonna,
hopefully we hear from you.
I'm going to go to the pub and have a beer for them.
You know what? A shot too. In honor of Orpington.
That's right.
I'm going to go to my house. I spent all my birthday money already. You know what happens when you give a drunk money? They lose it quickly. All right. That being said, I want to thank Jose. Thank you for being here, my brother, as always.
I had a great time. I was always.
And we will do another breakfast one again. And Chino, thank you for enlightening us on the greatness of Waffle House. We'll have to go together at some point.
Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Waffle House is a kooky place.
Awesome.
I bet it is.
That's another show.
Yeah. It could be a show of its own, right? All right. That being said, I am Ian Gleason, and this is The Ian Gleason Show.
The Ian Gleason Show is produced by Mark DeConzo. Engineered by Chino War. The show's edited by Jose Tolentino and Ian Gleason and distributed by the Lex and Terry Morning Radio Network.
This concludes another episode of the Ian Gleason Show. As always, thank you for listening and good day.